Boys, you got me?
Hey, yes. Seattle Slew, live via satellite from his stable in Kentucky. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. It's great to talk to you boys again.
Well, now, where have you been? Because we haven't talked to you in probably 4 months.
I know. It's been like forever. I was looking down at my day planner the other day, and I go, damn, I haven't talked to Dunn and Lillard for a long time. So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of stuff, Craig.
Right.
I've been on a speaking tour for HOTS.
Huh? HOTS? Lately. What's HOTS?
That's Horses Against Tobacco That's Smokeless.
Now, what do y'all have against smokeless tobacco?
Well, you know, we're just trying to get some of those younger colts off of the Copenhagen and Hawkins and Skull.
Of course you did not chew tobacco.
Well, it's become quite a problem. It's always been a part of the game of horse racing.
No, it hasn't.
And we're just trying to wean them off of, the stuff, because it can cause cancer.
Oh, yeah, it is very harmful. I didn't know horses had a problem with it, though.
Sure, sure.
Since when do horses have a problem with
it? Oh, it goes way back. I mean, even back in my career, you know, I was a big user.
You chewed tobacco.
Oh, that's what we call them, users of smokeless tobacco. Yeah, I chewed tobacco, Craig. What do you mean?
No, I don't believe
that. Why is that so unbelievable? As a matter of fact, back in, and I've never told this story publicly except when I go on speaking tours, but back in a race in 1976, we were coming down towards the finish line, and I was neck and neck with, I think it's Tabasco Cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
boy,
and we were neck
incredible.
And neck. And I had a big old plug of Red Man in my horse mouth, and, we're getting towards the end, and I'm like, damn, you know, Tabasco Cat might win this anyway.
Right.
And, so then I turned towards him, and, you know, and there he is just grunting and trying real hard to win, you know. And so I just spit a big old tobacco loogie in his eye. And,
gross.
And, of course, he drew up his hooves to his eyes and everything.
And so no, horses don't do that.
Yeah.
No, they don't do that. I don't remember that race either.
No, that's a true story.
Okay, well, we believe you. When Tabasco Cat was, a negative 14 years old? Yeah, the timing thing's kind of weird there.
No.
It was probably a different Tabasco Cat.
Yeah,
Tabasco Cat's grandfather or something.
Yeah. But,
else you been doing?
Well, I've, let's see. I've been having to take odd jobs, to be quite honest with you.
Have you?
George, I've been a little down on my luck.
Oh. I thought you made a lot of money breeding. Yeah.
Well, I did, but they think it may be because I've been in too many hot tubs recently. I've been wearing too tight of briefs.
Oh, no. You're not shooting blanks, are you?
It's kind of hit me to where I'm shooting blanks.
Terrible. Yeah, that's horrible for the studding business.
Yeah, it's not only hitting the wallet, but a hit to the old horse ego. But so I've been taking odd jobs. I've been
you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You got a little horse ego.
No, I've been mowing lawns. Mm-hmm. I'll watch people's houses while they're away on vacation. As a matter of fact, I've been an au pair for some of the younger foals around here.
I didn't know horses had au pairs.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all heard of an au pair before?
Yeah, it's been in the news lately, so.
And this Christmas, I'm really excited because I'm going to be in Dallas this Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll be pulling a sleigh in the West End for the charity group PASFC.
And what does that stand for?
Pulling a sleigh for charity.
Is
I'll
it,
be down in the West End. So, hey, it'd be great to, meet some of your ticket listeners and, kind of hang out and have a good time. Hey, how are them hardliners doing?
Oh, they're doing good. They're going to be at Speed Zone tonight.
You know, hey, are you guys doing a prank call of the week?
Yeah, we do that Thursday.
Did you guys get me about a week and a half ago? Was that y'all?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
We had a lookout for us, though. We might prank call you.
I'll be on the lookout for you. You guys goof around so much, you know.
Well, hey, give us a quick recap of what you thought about the Breeders' Cup, because I believe you were out there for ABC, were you not?
Yeah, I did. I was a stringer for ABC on that.
Stringing.
Well, I can't really remember too much, but I had a few beers that day. But I think Skipaway won.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and Skipaway's a good horse.
I heard he's kind of cocky.
Yeah, he is, George, and that's the thing, is this is we're seeing a lot of the new breed of horses, you know.
Taunting and stuff.
Yeah, they trash talk.
Not like you guys. Back in your day, you didn't trash talk. You and Secretariat, did you?
Well, now, when we got, you know, we were in the heat of a race. There, you know, the F word would fly a little bit. You know, something like that. But we were always very respectful of each other when we were, you know, in the media. Uh-huh.
That's sweet. I swore I saw Skipaway try to raise the roof afterwards.
He did. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Just reared back up and started raising the roof with his horseshoes.
See, that's cocky.
I think that's so damn cocky, man. You know?
Those kids say they call it raise the hoof.
But, you know, it's expensive because a lot of these newer horses, and this isn't politically incorrect, but they're from hard neighborhoods.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, they grew up with a kind of a machismo to them.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so they, you know, they get the success like Skipaway has.
You have a horse cold.
They don't really know how to handle it. They don't handle themselves maturely, but that's what you get when you get a lot of the horses from the... what we call, you know, the inner planes.
Right. Understandable.
Yeah. Well, hey, Seattle, it's good to talk with you, and let us know when you come into town to pull those sleighs around downtown Dallas.
Hey, George, anytime, I'm serious. I get such a kick out of coming on with you guys. You're about the only damn show that lets me on anymore. Although some guy from Dallas called Reed, the Hitchkiss or somebody like that.
That show.
Yeah, he called and tried to get me on and said, no, I'm an exclusive with Dunham and Miller.
Well,
so.
Thank you. He's already got a panda anyway.
Yeah,
so.
He talks to a panda.
Sure enough.
All right, Seattle, take care.
Okay.
Okay.
Take